It's all wet all the time where water's falling through there, coming through there. It's all wet all the time. Well, you can see that water just barely moving through there all the time.
Yeah.
Now, you ever been in Hot Spring, Arkansas?
No, I haven't been there.
Well, it's a funny place, I'm telling you.
Tell me about...
You look at up like that, you got a big hotel, you got to look just like you're looking that up at the sky. You go there to get some water, like you want to get some cold water, hot water. They got water that's coming out the ground. It's so hot, it's smoking. In the bathhouse, it's 135 degrees, hot. It's smoking. They got people in there. When you go in there to take a bath, they got people that work in there, and they take care of all that. They fix that water for you. They adjust the water's valves and all that, you know, and the water's ready for you to jump in it. I took a bath already over there.
Really?
I went. It didn't cost me nothing. I used to go there with that old man, you know, and he'd go there every time. And he'd bring me in there with him just to have somebody talk to you. Didn't cost me nothing.
Was it relaxing?
Oh yeah, it was relaxing and all
that.
But
it doesn't do you any good, but though.
I didn't see what good it done me. Now, it was supposed to be the best they had, because Hot Spring, Arkansas has got 26 different kind of minerals in it. And Hot Well got 18, I believe it was. And that water's so salty over there at Hot Wells, you can throw an ice potato in there, it'll float. Man, you float on that water just like a feather. You can move around that water so fast, so salty. Burn your eyes? Good God Almighty, man, set your eyes on fire. Don't dive and keep them open. Uh-uh. Keep them closed. That's a funny thing.
What about some other places in the South you know about or have visited? Any other places in the country?
Oh, I've been a little bit all over as far as that.
Okay. Tell me about it.
I work, of course, I didn't go in town. I went Baton Rouge one time.
Yeah.
When they decided to put that Levin Bridge across there,
yeah.
They were trying to get it at Mandeville at that time. And we beat them. We got it from here to New Orleans. Well, we, a bunch of us got together and we celebrated and we went to Baton Rouge. Boy, they didn't like that. God damn them people over there in Mandeville, they hated our guts. I had a green suit on and when I came back, it was brown. The fellow was driving our car. My daddy had bought it from him. It was a Star car at that time because they had Star, Flint, and Durant. It was making, and the company went broke. And it was a touring car, and he was driving the damn thing, and I was sitting on the side the way he was driving, and he chewed tobacco, and every time he chewed tobacco like that damn thing would come and hit me. When I got back, my whole suit was just brown. Boy, that was a mess. We're coming on the road like that, and the fella passed us up, and he started to turn like that right in front of us. And it was so close that they had a side road he was going to turn off. So instead of hitting him, both of us went that way. Oh, that fella could have said, nigga, I thought he was going, if he was a fighter, he'd fight. That car went so lean over so much until you could catch under your arm like that. That car leaned over. But it was loose gravel, you see, and it didn't turn over. We had Model T Fords and everything else went over there that day. At that time we were registering, our speedometer was registering 107 miles. Some of them had 105, 104 and all that, and ours had 107. I'll never forget that.